Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, literature of wisdom, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106, and now we'll be delving into the treasure trove of writings known as the Psalms. So let us open our Bibles to Psalm 105, we'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, "Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim His greatness. Let the whole world know what He has done. Sing to Him, yes, sing His praises. Tell everyone about His wonderful deeds. Exult in His holy name. Rejoice, you who worship the Lord. Search for the Lord and for His strength. Continually seek Him. Remember the wonders He has performed, His miracles, and the rulings He has given, you children of His servant Abraham, you descendants of Jacob, His chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His justice is seen throughout the land. He always stands by His covenant, the commitment He made to a thousand generations. This is the covenant He made with Abraham and the oath He swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, and to the people of Israel as a never-ending covenant. Quote, I will give you the land of Canaan as your special possession, end quote. He said this when they were few in number, a tiny group of strangers in Canaan. They wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. Yet He did not let anyone oppress them. He warned kings on their behalf. Quote, do not touch my chosen people, and do not hurt my prophets, end quote. He called for a famine on the land of Canaan, cutting off its food supply. Then He sent someone to Egypt ahead of them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with fetters and placed his neck in an iron collar. Until the time came to fulfill his dreams, the Lord tested Joseph's character. Then Pharaoh sent for him and set him free. The ruler of the nation opened his prison door. Joseph was put in charge of all the king's household. He became ruler over all the king's possessions. He could instruct the king's aides as he pleased and teach the king's advisors. Then Israel arrived in Egypt. Jacob lived as a foreigner in the land of Ham. And the Lord multiplied the people of Israel until they became too mighty for their enemies. Then He turned the Egyptians against the Israelites, and they plotted against the Lord's servants. But the Lord sent His servant Moses, along with Aaron, whom He had chosen. They performed miraculous signs among the Egyptians, and wonders in the land of Ham. The Lord blanketed Egypt in darkness, for they had defied His commands to let His people go. He turned their water into blood, poisoning all the fish. Then frogs overran the land and even invaded the king's bedrooms. When the Lord spoke, flies descended on the Egyptians, and gnats swarmed across Egypt. He sent them hail instead of rain, and lightning flashed over the land. He ruined their grapevines and fig trees and shattered all the trees. He spoke, and hordes of locusts came, young locusts beyond number. They ate up everything green in the land, destroying all the crops in their field. Then He killed the oldest son in each Egyptian home, the pride and joy of each family. The Lord brought His people out of Egypt, loaded with silver and gold, and not one among the tribes of Israel even stumbled. Egypt was glad when they were gone, for they feared them greatly. The Lord spread a cloud above them as a covering and gave them a great fire to light the darkness. They asked for meat, and He sent them quail. He satisfied their hunger with manna, bread from heaven. He split open a rock, and water gushed out to form a river through the dry wasteland. For He remembered His sacred promise to His servant Abraham. So He brought His people out of Egypt with joy, His chosen ones with rejoicing. He gave His people the lands of pagan nations, and they harvested crops that others had planted. All this happened so they would follow His decrees and obey His instructions. praise the Lord. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 105 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the chapter of Psalms we just read more in depth. The story of our lives, if we look closely enough, points to the goodness of God. This doesn't mean that everything in our lives is good. Sin and evil are real, and they ruin the good things of God. Yet the Lord is our Savior, redeeming all things in His love if we will walk with Jesus through our pain. It is good to write down and reflect on history and your own story. This psalm was likely authored by David. For further study, read 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Start in verses 8 and end in verse 22, who sung it while the Ark of the Covenant was brought into the city of Jerusalem. He retold the story of God's people, and he understood that his accomplishments were only footnotes to the mighty deeds of the Lord. This psalm emphasizes the importance of knowing our sacred stories. They teach the character of the Lord, which is a reference from what we just read in verse 7. They challenge us to follow His commands. We learn this from verse 45. And they call us to praise our Savior with joy, that was written in verses 1 through 4 and also in verse 45. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Have you taken the time to write down, even in outline form, the story of your life? What lessons could you learn from this exercise? What are some of your favorite stories from the Bible or church history? What do they teach you about God? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.